The Climate Sheroes series of human impact stories gives you a sneak peek into the lives and work of amazing women who are leading the way in their community to combat global climate change. From artists to students to scientists, these women are addressing the root causes of climate change and inspiring others to take a stand along the way. Mary Miss is an artist and founder of the City as Living Laboratory, who has, since the 1970s, been exploring how artists can play a more central role in addressing the complex issues of our times. Courtney St. John is Associate Director at the Center for Research on Environmental Decisions, or CRED, at the Earth Institute of Columbia University, where she works with decision makers, researchers, scientists, and artists to understand how to effectively communicate climate change. Mary and Courtney came in to talk about how art can be a tool for communication and can inspire action.
So we work a lot at CRED on understanding how people make decisions about climate change. And one of the ways that we've come to that and come to understand that is that art can have a powerful role in compelling people to take action or to think about climate change. Mary, how did you come to working on climate change as a topic in your own art?
It's been a long process. I've done work that involves the environment for a very long time, getting people to notice what's around them, notice landscapes in a more general way, or cityscapes. And over the years, I started being more interested in the particulars of place, and so was kind of step-by-step leading in this direction for a long time.
For me, that's one of the most compelling things about climate change, is just this idea that it touches everything that we do in our lives. You know, it touches how we make our money, how we get food on our table, you know, whatever our professions are, it might affect them. And so, really, it binds us together in that way. And I think that everybody has something to offer in terms of actually addressing it then. And I think that's also where this concept of art comes in, too. It's a way to get people involved in a very visceral manner. And from the CRED research, we know that if you can provide people with emotional experiences, that then can often translate to action or to can stay with them in a much more impactful way than just giving them the technical information. So I think that's why I'm personally so interested in what art can bring to this conversation as well.
You know, I have this joke that I have this rich fantasy life, you know, of what's possible. And I think maybe artists can bring that, a kind of passion and a kind of imagining. Here I am imagining this kind of skunk stripe up the center of Manhattan, if we could paint all the roofs white along Broadway, showing that New York is becoming a different kind of city. With the Broadway project, which we call Broadway 1000 Steps, my vision for that is for many different artists and designers to do projects along the corridor over a period of time so that incrementally this can come to be a place where you could see new ideas about the city and living in the city. So as we started to think about how this could happen, we began doing a series of walks. Our first walk was a 12-hour walk from 240th Street down to Bowling Green. We had a number of people, different scientists and others, historians, talking along the way. But as we have continued to do this, we've started asking artists and designers to lead walks themselves. And what we do is ask what their interest is and then find a scientist who would match their interests. So we're trying to introduce these people and get conversations going. And then is it possible that a project can come out of those conversations? So how can we take them, you know, from the introduction to the walk and discussion to actually being able to develop a real proposal, and then, you know, can we raise the money to implement that proposal? So unless we have visions like this, you know, maybe it's not achievable, but just, I think we're planting seeds.
People inspire us every day with their words, their actions, and their stories. Human Impact Stories share your personal tales of innovation and impacts that matter. Together, we explore stories of social good and inspiration, as well as the people, places, and events that have moved you to take positive action in your world. Learn more about the Human Impact Institute and this program at humanimpactstories.org.